was a central component of the lifestyle in order to satisfy the East Coast and European fashion industries. The quest for fur of several varieties, particularly beaver, peaked in the 1840s, but many of the trappers continued for decades longer. Those laboring in the lower positions of the trade lasted an average of only 2.7 years, while mid-level positions, such as traders and clerks, averaged 6.3. Directors and factory owners generally continued for approximately 15 years. Eventually, fashion moved on to other resources. But for the better part of a century, the frontiersman was the only worker able to survive the rigors of wilderness life while maintaining prosperity. Most of the most notable frontiersmen traveled immense distances during their careers, and for many, only distant memories could recreate the routes taken. Few of the significant wilderness figures were experienced as cartographers to create accurate maps for industry, settlement, and the military. These American frontiersmen made first contact with numerous indigenous tribes in virtually every area of the West, but viable maps were few. Between such disparate cultures, relations could prove profitable or deadly at a moment's notice. The accuracy of expedition diaries might put other explorers in harm's way or offer tremendous advantages. No one of European descent came to understand the traditions and psychology of the Western tribes as did the Western mountain man, and in some instances he was the only figure with whom the Indian community would enact business. Historians believe that even Jim Bridger's prodigious travels were eclipsed by those of New York-born Jedediah Strong Smith, whose uncharacteristic personal life set him apart from the rough-edged mountain man reputation. Smith, who developed into a master cartographer through a regimen of self-study, left a legacy of surprisingly accurate maps of the Western continent for military and immigrant groups, so accurate as to remain in use far beyond his death. Early experiences as a clerk for a Lake Erie freighter company aroused a sense for business that would serve him well in the West. A capable hunter and trapper, his urge to explore and develop the western third of the continent led him to virtually every area from the Rockies to the length of the Pacific coast. Outdoing even Bridger, Smith roamed the central Rockies, traveled the southwest through Arizona, roamed much of the Oregon country, and led two expeditions across the Mojave Desert to California, the first American to reach the vast region traveling overland. That he was the first white man to preach the Christian gospel beyond the Shining Mountains is well corroborated. In time, what contemporary accounts described as a devout, peace-loving Christian teetotaler who rarely imbibed alcohol, never smoked tobacco, never cursed, became known as one of the 12 Apostles of California, known then as Alta, North Mexico. Many hailed Smith as a missionary, but his passion for scripture was mostly relegated to small gatherings when the immediate work was complete. Among the most prominent personal habits of American mountain men was to consort with Indian women in what were termed marriages based on the loosest of definitions. Smith rejected this tradition and never married at all, considered by his peers to be educated, articulate, and a gentleman. Many Western frontiersmen had previous connections with military service, or would make such associations during the protracted Plains Wars. Several notable figures were fugitives, guilty of desertion, and survived in part through skills they had acquired while in uniform. Others signed on as guides. Atypically, Smith had no past with any branch of the American military, although he eventually rode under the rank of captain, bestowed on him by a state militia officer in charge of a fur trading company. The lack of federal experience made Smith's cartographic skills all the more unusual, as the Army was one of few venues in which to acquire field training. Despite his lack of formal education, almost any map of the Western continent made in the following century was based on or influenced by Smith's models. Physically strong, he was an able hunter, adept with firearms, and with handheld weaponry. Ironically, having survived mortal peril from all manner of man, beast, and climate in the American wilderness, a final project, straightforward and well-armed, caused his undoing. Jedediah Smith, The Life and Legacy of the Famous Mountain Man, looks at the life and legends